online church family member sent us a comment after this morning's message and said, great message, Pastor. I cannot lie. Please lose the bow tie. So I said, well, praise the Lord. the message. All right. Yeah, Brother Jimmy wants it. He can wear it next week. I'm so thankful that the Lord gives us this opportunity to come together. I'm going to do a lot of scriptures tonight, but I'm going to start out in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9 as we continue in our study concerning. Tonight I want to talk about struggling with truth. The struggling that we have sometimes with truth. Why is it that I would bring a message concerning lying in reference to the book of Revelation? Let me just tell you, as you're getting ready for the Word of God tonight, that the reason is because the sin that was introduced into this world, came by the form of a lie. It was a lie that brought deception, which causes all of these many thousands of years later, we are still suffering because of the deception that Eve was deceived. Now, I want to tell you tonight that as it ends, I can remember years and years ago that one of the things that my dad used to teach is, as things began, you're going to see the same thing as it ends. And so if we're in the end times concerning our appointed time on this earth before the tribulations and before the rapture of the church, then the same thing that the devil used in the garden is the same thing he's going to use in the last days. Lie and deception. It is going to be so real that the Bible talks about deception becoming so bad in the last days that if the time wasn't cut short, that even the elect would be deceived. And if there was ever a time that, when you think about the Antichrist, do you realize that the main thing he will use is deception? He's going to deceive the world. And it will be based upon lies. He will do things like no other person has ever done. And yet all of it will be based upon lies, deception. And so if we are to enter into understanding the last days, it is necessary that we understand the power of deception and how that we are to overcome it, and how we're to live so that we're not deceived. Because this is indeed a much needed thing to hear. You see, I believe that we in America are set up for deception because our vision is so messed up. One professor at one of our colleges said, how much of your belief are American beliefs, and how much of your belief is Bible belief? How much is based upon what the Word of God says? Now, let me just tell you how and why it's so easy. We have no concept in America of how things are in the rest of the world. For example, and here in a couple of months, on one day, One day, on the average, every American, not every family, but on the average, every American will spend $800 in one day. And that's the day of Christmas. That's the average of food and presents and entertainment. And it all involves a lot of other days, but on that one day, the average American will spend $800. Now, let's compare that to the rest of the world. Let's take 3 billion people on the earth, 3 billion of them out of the 7 billion that's on earth now. 3 billion of them make less than $2 a day. So in a whole year, 3 billion people on the earth makes less than what we in America average spending one day out of the year. There's something real off-centered about that. That's why that I'm saying to you, just that one example is how that we have to be careful. And I'm not talking about riches deceive, but it sure sets you up for it. Because the Bible says it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than it is for a camel to go through an eye of a needle. Because deception is real. We can't see and comprehend as other people do. And so as a preacher, and as a necessity for me to lay a foundation, and it was a simple foundation this morning concerning lying and concerning the cost of lies. I didn't talk about the fact that, you know, that 1/7 of our whole income in the United States of America, the cost, 1/7, is out of fraud. 1/7 of it is going to fraud. Buying things that don't exist. Some of you sitting here, you're victims. Buying something that's supposed to be something that's not, being deceived. I got an email, and I get one about every 2 or 3 days. And in this email, on the opening of it, it says GNC, which is a good company. I like GNC products. Oftentimes I'll go in and buy something from GNC. But it said, last chance, 70% off. And it talked about a product, and I opened the product up. And the first thing I saw was, this product was supposed to have gained more or gotten more money out of the Shark Tank than any product that's ever been presented. If any of you know anything about the show, the Shark Tank, or Shark, whatever it's called. And I realized right then, that's fraud. It's totally, and they're using, but they're using a company name. And GNC isn't doing it. They have nothing to do with it. But it's how we are. We have to live in a society where we have to check and double check everything that happens so that we're not deceived. But deception is a powerful thing. And that's why we must know that in the last days that you're going to see this flood of deception becoming overwhelmingly increasing, greatly increasing. Listen to what Colossians 3:9 says. Do not lie to one another, since you put off the old man with its deeds. Don't lie, to be truthful. And I want to talk about this concept of the struggle that we have with truth. And we know who truth is, and we know that truth is a person. It's Jesus. And it seems to be an oxymoron within itself to say struggling with truth. because it almost appears that we're talking about struggling with Jesus. But it's the fact that Christ is real. He comes. He loves us. But there is an antichrist spirit that's already in the world to deceive as many people as he can deceive. I'm going to read a lot of verses of scripture that I read to you this morning. We're going to cross over some of those scriptures tonight. Proverbs 12 and 22 says, "A lying lips is an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." So I want to talk about something concerning lying, because you always face this when you're talking about deception, you're talking about lying. Is lying always wrong? Now, before you answer that, let me caution you. Let's look at the scripture and let's see. Let's examine some things and see if it's always wrong to tell a lie. And so we got to look at situations. In our situations that I want to look at tonight, I want to look at the biblical arguments of why it is never right to tell a lie. Never. In situations, I want to create something in your mind. I want you to go with me in your thoughts right now. I want you to go into you see a man in his house. He kisses his wife goodbye. He gets in his car and he leaves. In the neighborhood, for the last several months, there have been break-ins and rapes. This man has a wife and two teenage daughters. They're upstairs studying, getting ready to go to bed. The mother comes in, and as she's in there telling them good night, she hears a noise downstairs. She says to her daughters, "Hide. Hide. Get in the closet and hide." And she goes downstairs, and the time she gets down to the end of the stairs, she's facing a man with a gun. And frightened, she begins to run, but he hits her, knocks her to the floor. Holding the gun to her face, he says, "Is there anybody else in the house?" And so the mother, what does she do? Should she say, "No, I'm by myself. I'm alone"? To protect her daughters. Now, when you begin to look at things like this, it brings reality home, right? Is it always wrong? Well, surely God will understand that this is okay. Let's take it a little deeper, take it a little further. So anybody would say, absolutely, that mother would say, "No, I'm by myself." As a matter of fact, what I've just told you is a circumstance in which a pastor was confronted with that very thing. What do you do? And so in our talking and discussing these things, the question was asked, let's take this one step further. The man is standing there with a gun to the mother's head. And he says, "I hate Christians. I hate Christians. And I will do anything I can to harm and kill." Do you confess Jesus is Lord, or will you deny him? What does a mother do? What does the mother do? Now, all of you have switched in your mind, and you're thinking, you're saying, that mother can't deny Jesus. Because the Bible says, and especially in the book of Revelation, and I just lost the mic. And I may have turned it off. I think that was what I did. All right. In the book of Revelation, it speaks that to be the witness and to be the person that we have to be, according to the book of Revelation, we've got to love our lives what? Even to death, we've got to love Him. And so the scenario switches in which we say, I can't deny Him. I can't deny Him. I'm a Christian. Knowing that it probably will cost her life and maybe the lives of her children. The reason I gave this situation to you is that the fact is there has to be a pre-made up mind in your heart, because lying doesn't just come from here, nor here comes from the heart. Do you realize that at the very first situation I gave to you, that any time we lie, we are associating with the devil, because he's the father of lies. And you say, well, that father or that mother, absolutely not, preacher. Stay with me. Because I want to tell you something. I don't know how I would respond. But I do know one thing. That's why preachers such as myself have to confront issues. Because as the days get evil and worse, we need to predetermine in our hearts concerning lies and truth. And I said the title of this is The Struggle with Truth. And so in that situation, the theory that moral principles can be cast aside in certain situations if love is best served. But the truth is, that's why we must, without any reservation, put our whole trust in the one who will take care of us as long as we speak the truth. Because I can promise you one thing. That gunman is not in control. God is still on the throne. And it doesn't matter what you face in life, when you come to the conclusion that it's God that has given me life and He will sustain me through any situation, and I don't have to cast aside and trust in my own ability in order to come out of situations, that I have no other hope but in Christ Jesus. Love is best served when it's completely understood that truth is needed. I'm going to give you some scriptural understanding of this situation in Genesis chapter 20. Verse number 11, the circumstances was that Abraham was faced with having to make a decision based upon circumstances of looking at what happened in the past. And in verse 11, and Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. And so Abraham made the decision to tell his wife to lie. And Abraham chose to lie in order to protect himself, because he said, listen to his words, these people don't fear God. They don't know anything about God. And they will kill me in order to have my wife. And so Abraham said, "She's my wife." But everybody knows the end of that story was not good. But thank God, God preserved Abraham and Sarah. Thank God that God knows your life. He knows every situation you will face in your future. That's why when we come to Him and give our hearts to Him, He takes responsibility of our lives. We no longer have to deceive or manipulate or use our own wit and abilities to get out of or to live our life. Our lives are in His hands. Let me give you another situation, and that is of the government. What about governments? Are they allowed to lie? What about spies? What about situations that will keep a nation intact when someone has to use deception? Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Write these scriptures down. Matthew 5 and 37. "But let your yea be yea and your no, no. For whatever is more than that is from the evil one." It is never okay to lie. And yet we do. I struggle with that all of my life, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or because of shame. But I had to come to a realization that God is the only one that can preserve my walk. Because lying or deceiving or manipulating through my own ability always brings not only me down, but it brings everybody else down. Can I get an amen somewhere? Is anybody with me tonight? You know it's okay to say amen? Amen. Proverbs 14:34. The Bible says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Always tell the truth. And if you can't always tell the truth, don't lie. Amen. Always tell the truth. But if you can't tell the truth, don't lie. What do you mean? Keep your mouth shut. Amen. Some have suggested truth is so precious that sometimes it has to be protected by a bodyguard of liars. Truth is so precious that sometimes it has to be protected by a bodyguard of lies. No, no. Proverbs 23:23. The word of God says, "Buy the truth and sell it not, and also wisdom and instructions and understanding." Buy the truth. It is so precious that if you ever invested, listen to me, if you ever wanted to invest in something in your life that would bring back great dividends, invest in truth. Buy it. Because it only will grow in benefits and blessings upon your life. Some people talk about lying, and we're going to talk about a couple more situations in a moment. But listen, some people believe that lying is justified by mercy. That lying is justified by mercy. But if you're going to say that, don't just say lying is justified by mercy. You can say adultery or homosexuality or abortion or mercy killing is all justified by mercy. But listen, the word of God is established in Ephesians 2 and 4. "But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loves us." God is rich in mercy. But mercy is never to be looked at as an exception for us to lie. God loves us, and His mercy will be okay. If I lie, then I know I still have mercy. But listen, it's wrong to misuse the mercies of God to justify our sins. Titus 1 and 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time begins. God cannot lie. He can lie. We talked about that this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, according to Titus 1 and 4. Grace, mercy, and peace. Jude, listen to what it says. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. All mercies are great. We can sing about mercies. We can sing about the great mercy of God, and God is merciful, and He is righteous and faithful to forgive us when we sin, that we can ask Him, and He is merciful to forgive us. But some people have used the cloak of mercy, and the cloak of grace, to excuse any kind of lifestyle they want to live. But I want to tell you something. Do you believe that Jesus ever lied? Do you believe that there ever was a situation that he ever was in that he would have been justified to lie? Do you remember there was a time when he was being beaten, merciless? He was being abused. His beard was being plucked out. His back was beaten in an hour just for a relief, a moment of relief. That would it have been justified to have used anything? And he was asked, "Are you the Son of God?" Do you know, at that moment, the Bible says he opened not his mouth. Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." If Jesus didn't lie, and the truth was ever with him to the point that he was literally called truth. And so we can ask ourselves, what would Jesus do in any situation we're in? Would he ever justify? Put Jesus in your place in any circumstance you want to put it in. And then you ask yourself, would Jesus lie at this point? What would Jesus do? Titus 1 and 2 again, in hope of eternal life with God, who cannot lie, promised before time begins. Who cannot lie? John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Bible arguments concerning truth. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." I want to tell you, when the devil wants to confront you and tell you it'd be better for you to lie right here, if you will look at that verse of scripture and say, if I stand on what is true and my heart is right with God, all things will work out. I'm not in control anyway, but God is. Can someone say amen? Amen. You know, when Joshua and the son of Nun in Joshua 2, in verse 1, sent out two men to spy out the land, and they went into this harlot's, Rahab's home, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho that these two men were there. They sent the army soldiers there and question her concerning these that were there. And the Bible said, then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, yes, the men came to me, but I do not know where they are from. And it happens as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. In two verses of scripture, Rahab lied three times. She said, I do not know where they were from. She said, when it was dark, the men went out. And she said, where the men went, I don't know. Now, concerning this situation, she was praised for it. As a matter of fact, even in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, it says, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. Did she not perish because she told a lie? The Bible doesn't say that. It said she did not perish because she received the men with peace. Now, it doesn't qualify that it being okay that Rahab lied to protect those men. But let me just put this to you. There were two things. At that point, she was not yet in a part of, as a proselyte, a part of the Hebrews, a Jew. And secondly, she did not have the power of the Holy Spirit, which we have. We're sons of Abraham by faith through Jesus Christ, and we have the Holy Spirit. Now, I cannot excuse what Rahab did, nor does the Bible ever excuse her telling the lies. I believe that God would have protected her and those spies regardless of what may have happened, yet it did not. And some people believe, well, she lied. There are circumstances which you can lie. But I'm telling you again, we're not of the company of unbelievers. We have God living in us. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and around us and through us, who says that whatever we are tempted with, God will make a way for our escape. It doesn't matter what it is, and we don't have to do it and manipulate anything in order that we might be free. We can believe and trust God. And trusting God. And even James chapter 2 verse 25, likewise was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Let me give you one more example and we'll close. In Exodus chapter 1, we have the story where the Egypt told the Hebrew midwives, when you come upon the Hebrew women and they're in childbirth, if it's a boy, you kill it. If it's a boy, you kill it. And the midwives could not do it. And so when they were asked by the king, why did you not kill these boys, these babies? They said, because the Hebrew women are strong women. And before we get there, they already have the babies. Now these are lies. These are Old Testament lies. But again, let me tell you something. They did not have what we have. Let me go with one more thing to close with. If you go to the New Testament, you want to know what it's like for deception? The brand new church, the organized work of the kingdom of God, when God poured out His Spirit upon the church, and the church was gifted with a gift that none others had ever had, was this one fact, that the Holy Ghost was poured out upon all of them. every one of them were filled with the Holy Ghost. And so they had a new system, and that is the operation of the Holy Ghost. And so when the church began to organize, and they believed Jesus was coming back soon, and they had to get the message out to the world, and people began to come in and bring their gifts and leave them and sell their properties and bring the money in so that the message of Jesus could be delivered and sent out. There was a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, who sold property and brought money in, but kept back part of it. But the deception was, they wanted everybody to believe that they were giving everything they got for their property. Somebody would say, that would always be okay. What would be wrong? It's their money. That's what Peter told them. It was your money. You could do with it whatever you wanted to. But you lied to the Holy Ghost. He didn't say you lied to me and you lied to the church. He said you lied to the one that you now are responsible for. He will be the one who will keep you and take you and minister. And you've created something here, and that is the deception of trying to deceive the Holy Ghost. You lied to the Holy Ghost. What happened? They died. There was not a time of repentance. There wasn't a time of, go back and make this right, go get the rest of the money, whatever it is. But there was an immediate cutting off because of the lying to the Holy Ghost, because that early church, if the spirit of lying ever got in there, and it could have got in right then, and we would not have the story of the book of Acts like we have it. If the spirit had gotten a hold, and if it be deceived, and they were able to walk out there with a smile on their face and say, we deceived them, and then it would happen again, somebody else would have, that spirit would have spread like cancer through that whole church. And it would have poisoned the work of the kingdom of God. If you don't think lying is serious, you don't know what you're doing, and how that you're hurting the body of Christ. It can hurt your home. It can hurt your church. It can hurt a nation. We can't survive if we build things upon lies. We must purify our hearts. Amen. How many is received tonight? Do you believe that this is very needful now, as we enter in to the book of Revelation, to see what lying and how we must discern the truth and be very careful that we do not allow Satan to deceive us? Would you stand?